Hello, and welcome to another Motivational Monday. Today, I want to speak directly to those of you who have experienced profound loss and grief in your life. Whether it was the death of a loved one, the end of a relationship, job loss, or any other difficult transition, grief is one of life's most challenging hurdles. If you are in the midst of grieving right now, let me first acknowledge how heavy and all-consuming that pain can feel. Grief is a natural human response to loss, and there is no correct or incorrect way to grieve. You may feel numb, angry, devastatingly sad, or any combination of emotions. These feelings can come in waves. They can knock you off your feet when you least expect it. Please know that whatever you are feeling is valid and it's okay. Grief is the price we pay for love. The depth of your sorrow is a reflection of how deeply you love the person, the relationship, the job, or situation you have lost. In many spiritual traditions, grief is viewed as an intense but ultimately sacred process of letting go and opening your heart to the transient nature of life. By allowing ourselves to fully feel our grief, we honor the importance of what has been lost. While grieving is an intensely personal journey, you don't have to go through it alone. Reach out to your support system of friends, family, a therapist, or support group. A lot of people don't want to reach out to therapists or support groups. They don't want others to know what they're going through. But I'm here to tell you that that is okay, and it's part of the healing process for many. Sharing your pain can help make you feel lighter. Also, nurture yourself through this tender time with self-practices and self-care like meditation, time in nature, nutritious meals, and adequate rest. Be patient and compassionate with yourself. There is no set time limit for grief. Just know that. As you move through the grief process day by day or moment by moment, you may find small pockets of lightness peeking through the darkness. It may be a child's laughter that momentarily lifts your spirits. It might be an uplifting song that gives you chills, or a warm meal prepared by a loved one. It could even be a favorite poem that reminds you of life's beauty and fragility. Notice and savor those moments, allowing them to gently pull you forward. Because that's what this is about. It's about moving forward. Now, there will come a day, I promise, when the grief doesn't weigh so heavily, when you can look back and realize just how far you've come. Though you will never forget your loss, new joys will slowly begin to fill the space opened by grief in your heart. Life won't be the same, but you will find meaning, purpose, and even gratitude once again. I like to say, when you look at the loss, you won't get over it, but you can get through it. Meaning that while there is loss there, it will always be there, but you have to continue to live life while remembering those people or things you have lost. It's like you may wake up one morning and find that while the loss still holds a sacred space within you, it no longer consumes every waking moment. When you arrive at this place, treat yourself with great gentleness, treat yourself with compassion, and treat yourself with care. Celebrate how far you have journeyed through the grief, and you do this one small step at a time. Know that you not only will survive this loss, but you can use it to transform your life in a remarkable way. Your grief has cracked you open, making room for new growth, making room for insight, and making room for new possibilities. You are a warrior for having withstood such profound pain. Use the gifts of resilience, wisdom, and appreciation for life that this experience has granted you. So, to those of you who are grieving, I send you deep caring and compassion. You're not alone. Take this journey, one breath, one moment at a time, reaching toward the light when you can. In time, you will look back with immense pride at how you have weathered the storm. Your heart will heal, and you will open yourself to life's beauty once again. Until then, be gentle with yourself and access the love and support around you. You are stronger than you know. As I close, I'd like to leave you with this quote from William Wordsworth, that though the radiance which was once so bright be now forever taken from my sight, though nothing can bring back the hour of splendor in the grass, glory in the flower, we will grieve not, rather find strength in what remains behind. That quote speaks volumes. So, as I wrap it up, we are wishing you solace and renewal as you navigate life after loss. Just know that the pain of grief is temporary, but the love, memories, and growth that remains can sustain you eternally. That's all for this Motivational Monday episode. Until next time, be kind to yourself and keep looking towards the light. This has been Dr. Moore. We out.